Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. Alleluia. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. Alleluia. A prince from the day of your birth, on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn, I begot you. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. Alleluia. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. Alleluia. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. Alleluia. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in the fellowship of all your saints in our heavenly homeland.
The Lord will stretch forth his mighty scepter from Zion, and he will reign forever. Alleluia. The earth is shaken to its depths before the glory of your face. The earth is shaken to its depths before the glory of your face. When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple, Israel became his kingdom. The earth is shaken to its depths before the glory of your face. The sea fled at the sight, the Jordan turned back on its course. The mountains leapt like rams, and the hills like yearling sheep. The earth is shaken to its depths before the glory of your face. Why was it sea that you fled, that you turned back Jordan on your course? Mountains that you leapt like rams, hills like yearling sheep. The earth is shaken to its depths before the glory of your face. Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, in the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool and flint into a spring of water. The earth is shaken to its depths before the glory of your face. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Almighty God, ever-living mystery of unity and Trinity, you gave new life to the new Israel by birth from water and the Spirit, and made it a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a people set apart as your eternal possession. May all those you have called to walk in the splendor of the new light render you fitting service and adoration.
The earth is shaken to its depths before the glory of your face. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God.
Alleluia.
His judgments are honest and true.
Alleluia. Alleluia. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Sing praise to our God, all you his servants.
Alleluia.
All who worship him reverently, great and small.
Alleluia. Alleluia. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King.
Alleluia.
Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory.
Alleluia. Alleluia. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun.
Alleluia.
And his bride is prepared to welcome him.
Alleluia. Alleluia. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Corinthians. Praise be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation. He comforts us in all our afflictions, and thus enables us to comfort those who are in trouble, with the same consolation we have received from him. The Word of the Lord.
The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. Eternal ages praise
the greatness of your glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory.
By your trusting acceptance of trials, you will gain your life, says the Lord. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
By your trusting acceptance of trials, you will gain your life, says the Lord.
Let us pray. Christ the Lord is our head. We are his members. In joy, let us call out to him.
Lord, may your kingdom come.
Christ, our Savior, make your church a more vivid symbol of the unity of all mankind.
Make it more effectively the sacrament of salvation for all peoples.
Lord, may your kingdom come.
Through your presence, guide the College of Bishops in the union with the Pope.
Give them the gifts of unity, love, and peace.
Lord, may your kingdom come.
Bind all Christians more closely to yourself, their divine head.
Lead them to proclaim your kingdom by the witness of their lives.
Lord, may your kingdom come.
Grant peace to the world.
Let every land flourish in justice and security.
Lord, may your kingdom come.
Grant to the dead the glory of resurrection.
And give us a share in their happiness.
Lord, let your kingdom come.
To these prayers we pause to add the intercessions of our own hearts. Lord, may your kingdom come. Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.